I need it here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. All right. We did the Tysus yesterday, so there's a lot of Mahalchim I want to go through, Bezrat Hashem. And then we have to do two other Tysus. I don't know if we're going to get to them today. On Zion and Aleph, and then hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to go Viking. And then I wanted to also do a little bit of Inani Hanukkah too as well. Okay. First thing I wanted to begin with is the following, and that is that Tysus on Vav and Beis running out to Zion and Aleph. Amir, did you get lunch?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it says on Zion and Aleph, Tysus says, there's no doubt that if you're Mazik Hekdesh, you're Potter. A person damages Hekdesh, you're definitely Potter. There's no doubt. And Tysus, the whole job there is to try to find a mucker as to what's the reason why. And the accepted din is that Tysus says that if you're Mazik Hekdesh, you definitely are Potter. There's no doubt. So the first Malach I want to get to is the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech writes in Pirik Beis, Allah Aleph and Nichos Gneva, he says, why didn't Tysus also bring up a din that we actually discussed, the halacha of pigul? What is pigul? Let's get this. Pigul is what? Is when the Kohen, when he shechs the animal, he has in mind to what?
In the wrong spot.
He has in mind the wrong, eat it the wrong time, or to what?
Or the wrong place.
Or the wrong place, correct. Kiyavkaris is the wrong time. Amalkus is the wrong place. But that's either during the Shechita or the Zrika. He has these bad thoughts during the Shechita, the Zrika. And we had a machlokas, Rashi, Tysus, whether you have to actually speak it out or a verb or a thought process alone is enough. So the Mishnah Melech is puzzled and he's bothered by that Tysus didn't bring up this topic of what? Tysus did not bring up this topic of Pigel. What's the din by Pigel? What happens if a Kohen messes up Yisrael or a Levi? And he gives him an animal to shech for him, and the Kohen messes it up. So the Gemara writes a gittin on Nindal and Be is Yechayiv. The Gemara says Yechayiv. Bless you, that the Kohen is Chayiv for damaging the Yisrael. Yes?
Yeah.
So if you're Chayiv, why are you Chayiv? We're dealing with Karbonis. What is Tosas whole Chiddush? Mazik Behektish is what?
Putter.
Is Putter. So why didn't Tosas bring this up?
But it's not Hektish.
Why didn't Tysus bring this up? That's what the Kash and the Mishnah Melech is. Why didn't Tysus bring this up? So, Lemaisa, the Archaiah for this, so the Mishnah Melech gives two terutzim. Please get it. The first terutz is that we're going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Kachim, your Chayah Bachrayas, it's considered to be Re'eu. What do you mean, your Chayah Bachrayas? You made a promise to Hashem, you got to bring an animal. You made a promise to Hashem you're going to bring an animal. The Kohen messes up. So what do you have to do? You have to bring another animal. Kachim Nirchai Bachrayas is considered to be what? It's considered to be Re'ehu. That's considered to be Re'ehu. What does Re'ehu mean? What does Re'ehu mean? Like a hedgehog. And therefore you're Chayiv. So the Mishnah Lamelech says if it's according to Reb Shimon, it's not a problem. Reb Shimon says you're Chayiv. So since Reb Shimon says you're Chayiv, because you're Chayiv Bachrayas, That's called Re'eu. What's the din? Din is that's not a problem, Mazik Hekdesh. Yeah, let's put a foot on the floor. Put on the chair there. Yeah. Thank you, Jacob. Okay? So we see, let's move that jacket there. Yeah.
Move that jacket.
Okay? So you see that what? According to Reb Shimon, that's called Chai Bachrayas. Thank you, Jacob. So you see that it's called your Chai Bachrayas. Okay? So we see the Feirish. Here, you can put it on this. I'll put it on the black chair. Just put it on the black chair. Okay? So according to Reb Shimon, it's considered to be Re'eu because you're Chayav Bachrayas. That's number one. Okay? Number two answer. According to the Tana Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi is of the opinion that Kachin Kalim, what are Kachin Kalim? There are two types of Karbonas. There's Kachin Kachim and Kachin Kalim. We say in Ezom HaKomen. What's Kachin Kachim? Korban Chattis, the Kohanim eat. Korban Ol is totally burnt up. The skins go to the Kohanim. What are Kachikalim? Where the owner of the Korban eats it. Like a Korban Pesach, a korban toda, a korban shlomim, all those types of korbanos are called kachim kalim. So there are two categories of kachim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're dealing with kachim kalim, you have to say. So by kachim kalim, what's the din? By kachim kalim, I'm like, so what's the halacha? The halacha is that it's considered to be yours. So again, it's considered to be re'eu. So based on those two pshatim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, it becomes re'eu. So the kasha of pigul would be inappropriate, because you are chayav by pigul, because it's not considered to be mazik hekdesh tani, it's called hedjo, and therefore you're chayav. But you see from the Mishnah Melech the following chiddush. What you see from the Mishnah Melech is that Tosfos said, Adam amazik is makdish hekdesh, what's the din? Pater chayav. Chayav only midrabana. Please pater minat Torah. He's pater minat Torah. So according to the Mishnah Melech, pigul is a chayav midrabana. The problem with that is that we learned lamaisa, so the Gemara says in Gitnan Gimel Melech, you hold hezek sheno nikar, ishme hezek. Hezek that's not recognizable is called hezek. Why is it called hezek? Because even though it's halachic hezek, you're still considered to be chayiv. Why are you chayiv in atayr for pigul? How can Tosa say that it's only midrabanan pigul? When the Gemara says in Gittin, Beferish is diraisa. Pigul is chayiv in atayr. How can our Tosa say that Adam Amazik is pigul? It's only midrabanan. The Gemara says in Gittin, it's a chayiv diraisa. So what's the answer? I want you to get this answer. Very important chiddush. Chiddush is the following. The Ritva asks this kashin getting as well. The answer is like this. The answer is the reason why you're not chayev behektish is because you're a mafsid hektish. Mazik behektish, Jacob, is what? Is patim in atayr. However, when you do pigul, what have you done? You have not been mafsid hektish. Who have you been mafsid?
Your friend.
The Bala Korban. If you've been mafsid the Bala Korban, he's a hedjot. And that's why you're a chayev. And that's exactly why you're chayev. If you assume Dover Agorim Lamamun is Kemamadami, and therefore you cause this guy to bring another Korban, that's like called Dini de Garmi. Garmi, we said, is indirect damage that you're chayev for, and that's Diraisa. You see that Garmi is Diraisa. So therefore, I want you to get this down. Basically, what we want to say is that Pigul is going to be what? It's going to be chayiv. Why? Why is it chayiv? I want you to get the summary. Why is pigul chayiv when a coin messes up on Bala Korban? I thought mazik hektish is potter. Number one, it's not hektish. Either you say like Reb Shimon, that what? Kachim derchayiv b'achrayas is considered mine, it's re'ehu. Or you say like Reb Yossi, it's a case of kachim kalim. You have to make it ukimta that it's a case of kachim kalim. Gemara never said that. You have to assume it's a case of kachim kalim. And therefore it's considered to be what? Considered to be mine, so it becomes re'ehu. Oh, you want to tell me it's Tosso says you're only chayiv min rabbana? That's very difficult. Because the Gemara says in Gittin, you're chayiv min atayr. Very hard to say Pigul's only chayiv min rabbana. Says the Pnei Yoshua says, it's against the Gemara in Gittin. The Ritva asks that kasha, how can you tell me Pigul's only chayiv min rabbana? So what's the answer? Why are you chayiv, Adam? You're chayiv because it's not being mazik hektish. What is it being mazik? It's being mazik the Bala Korban. Because why? You're causing him to bring a new Korban. From Pigul, there's no mute. You're a mafsid a hedjah. You're a mafsid a hedjah. So that's assuming the old Dover Agorim Lamamo. Something that causes money is considered to be money. And you can see from here that Garmi, indirect damage, is a chiyuv min atayr. So that's the first bahalik I wanted you to get. Okay, that's number one. Please get that. That's a chiddush. Quickly, Nissen, you had a kasha. Real quick. What's a kasha? Yeah.
We said a few days ago that Korban, there's three types of that individual.
Korban Yachid, Korban Shutvis, Korban Sibor.
So if it's a Yachid, which one is that, one is that, instead of going along that whole thing which we said?
Yeah, but it's Korbanos, it's hektish. So the answer is that you're causing him to bring another Korban. He's got to shell out another, he might have to shell out money, but as I said to Adam and Seder, you might not have to shell out the money. Cohen might have to pay you, but at least I have to bring out another Korban. That's a schlep. It caused me a hefson.
Okay,
that's the first shot of my son. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Number two, let's go. That's the first mahalach. Ben, you with me? Number two, second mahalach. In our Gemara, if you recall, the Gemara had two topics. What was the Kal v'chomer l'hekdesh? What did the Gemara try to say in the beginning? That it was referring to what? What did the Gemara try to say in the beginning? That you damaged the shore of hekdesh. Yes? Gemara said it's a problem with that. You're not even chai, you're putter. Then the Gemara switched it to what? Making a pledge. Hare alai mana levedek avais. Nothing to do with damages. And then the Bavli ended up saying, got rid of that. And what did it say, Leolam? What did it say? Leolam, go back to the case of Shor. Remember that? That was the case of the Bavli. The Bavli had two stages. Three stages. First, Shor. Then Hare alai mana levedek avais. Then back to Shor. Yes? What did Tosas quote to Yushalmi say? What did Tosas say to Yushalmi? All forms of Zikin are potter, and therefore Yushalmi threw their hands up in the air, Jordan. Correct. And what did it say it was? What was the topic of the Kal v'chomer? Harele mana, lebedek avais. And that's stuck. In Yushalmi, that's stuck. I did not stress that when we did the Tosas yesterday. Please get that down. So Machlok is Bavli Yushalmi, what the Kal v'chomer lehektish is. According to the Bavli, it's talking about Shor. According to the Yushalmi, it's talking about Harei Aleh Mana Lebedek Abayis. So, the Nitziv I gave you in the Merume Sadeh. The Nitziv in the Merume Sadeh. He wrote a Sefer on Shas called the Merume Sadeh. The Nitziv says, okay, if that's the Yushalmi, that's fine. I like that Yushalmi. It's very fine. But, what was the Kasha the Bavli asked on this? What was the kash of the Bavli asked on this? What was the pircha? No, but after that. It said, Machov, maybe Rekiv holds Baalchov gets Innis. So it said, Ikla Mifrach. A Baalchov gets Innis. Which Baalchov? A Nizik gets Innis. Whereas Tomer Behektish, that if you damage a short shalakdish, what's it then? Putter. Yes? So asks the Nitziv, please get it down. The Nitziv asks, fine, according to Yushalmi, Harali Manu Lebedek Abai stuck. But why don't you ask the kasha the Bavli asked and the Yushalmi? The pircha that the Bavli asked, why doesn't the Yushalmi ask that same kasha? It's a great kasha. I mean, the Bavli got rid of Harei Lamon on the Medica Bais. But the Yushalmi stuck with it. So if the Yushalmi stuck with it, don't you have that kasha? Don't you have that kasha? Of Malo what? Malish can't Baalcho being a Nizik. In that case, a guy was owed money. A Nizik gets Innis, but Hektish or a Kocho. But her Mazik Hektish, a Potter from paying. So what do you have to make a Kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer goes up in smoke. But Yushalmi sticks with Hari Mano Lebedek Abayis. So why don't you have the Yushalmi's Kasha? Why don't you have the Kasha of the Bavli on the Yushalmi? So the Nitziv says an amazing Kiddush. The Nitziv writes in the Sefer that the Yushalmi is of the opinion that a Baalcho is going from Innis. So if a Baalchov is going from Innis, Lamais the Yushalmi says, you cannot mix what? Halva and Nezikin. When the Yushalmi asked, when the Bavli asked that Kasha, it was mixing what? It was mixing the din of what? Baalchov with the din of what? It was asking from the Nezikin on a Milvin. It's asking from Nezikin on Milvin. What do we say the case was? Harimon alai bedek abayis. That's a loan. You committed yourself, you have to pay. You're mechayiv yourself. It wasn't a loan, it was a pledge. But the Lamaisa, how can the Yushalmi, the Bavli brings in a kasha from Nezikin? So what is it doing? Nissen, it's asking a kasha from Nezikin on Malva. The Yushalmi holds you can't ask such a kasha. Stick within the same sphere. And therefore, since a Baal Chov is going from Innis, which was the opinion that Gemara wanted to say by us, or Rekiva held, therefore everything is smooth, and therefore the Pircha falls away. You don't have a kasha. You can't ask a kasha. Yonatan, you follow me? The Baalchov is Gova what? Gova Idis, according to the Yushalmi.
Rabbi, what does that mean, Gova Idis?
Remember we suggested Rabbi Kiva is Gova from Idis? Remember we said? The Bavli said, Hare Leia Mano Lebedek Abayis. Yes? What did the Bavli ask on that? A Pircha. What was the Pircha?
Hurakocho Yofakocho.
Hurakocho. But Lamaisa, that's asking cash from the Zikin Ahavah. Okay, the Bavli thought you could do that. But according to the Yushalmi, you made a promise to give a Mano Lebedek Abayis. So straight up, you pay Innis. A Baalchov is Kov Innis. It fits very neatly. Fits very neatly. So if it fits so neatly, there's nothing wrong. Fits so neatly, nothing wrong. You can't even ask the Pircha. Don't ask me kashas from what Nezikin. We're within Hava. And a Baalchov is Kov Innis and done. Nothing to talk about. And that's the Kal v'chomer. The Kal v'chomer is by Nezikin of what? If you damage a regular guy, you pay meitav. How much more so if you damage what? How much more so if you make a pledge? Well, not damage, how much more so if you make a pledge?
Why wouldn't you
make
be
a
able
pledge, to, you pay it, you pay.
Why wouldn't you be able to bring in a kasha from...
Why should you? If everything's neat, what's the problem?
Don't we... Isn't like that how, that's how Shas works? We take rise and stuff from other like cases?
Well, according to... What it might speak to is the following Nakuda. It's a good kasha, but it might speak to the following Nakuda. The son-in-law of Rav Baruch Beer was named Rav Reuven Grozinski. Rav Reuven Grozinski was a great Rosh Hashim in Torah Vadas. He wrote a sefer called Chidushi Reb Reuven on many mesechtes. So Reb Reuven Grozinski has the following chiddush. It might speak to your kasha, Matthew. I want you to get this. He says, why is shorshel hektish, why is a chafatzim of hektish potter? Why is it? What are the two reasons we could suggest why if you damage property of hektish or potter? One reason, he says, is because the chefza is considered to be kodesh. It's not re'eu. Whatever your damage is owned by the Beis HaMikdash, not called Re'eu, Potter. But you know what the other reason might be? And we'll write this on the board. What's the other reason why it might be? Because there's no plaintiff. You can't find a plaintiff. It's a corporation. There's no one that's going to go after you. Okay, we mentioned the Gizbar is just a representative to get the money. But he's not a real Toveah. He doesn't own Hektish. So maybe the reason is the Hektish is a Toveah ben Ezekin. Because Halacha L'maisa, there is no what? There is no Toveah. When Hektish is the Toveah, there's a Ptur. So I want you to get this. Again, let's write it on the board. Why is Hektish Potter? Why is Hektish Potter? Either because it's a lack of what? Chefsa. Chefsa of Hektish. The Chefsa of Hektish is what? The Hektish of Chefsa is what? Is Potter. So since the Hektish is Potter. A hektish, chefsa, shall hektish, and therefore it's putter. Ein re'ehu. There's no re'ehu. Or do you say, ein toveah. Hektish cannot be a toveah, cannot be a plaintiff. These are two different reasons why hektish will be putter. Why if you damage hektish, you're putter. So which side does the Yushalmi take?
Hektish
so the Yushalmi take, says with Reuven Grozinski, the p'tur of hektish is not because what? Because it's not a toveah. Because why? It's because the nizik is hektish. And therefore the ptur is not shayich by a case of chov. You understand what I'm saying? What sphere are we talking about? Commitments. You said harei lav chov. That has nothing to do with the chefsa. And therefore since it has nothing to do with the chefsa, the ptur is because the nizik is kodesh. The chefsa is kodesh, right? Ein toveya, kashir, hektish. This is the second shakash. Hektish toveya, your potter. Because in our words, he's not a real. It's not a real toveah. So he wants to claim number one, because loans. What are loans? What are commitments? What are pledges? Have nothing to do with what? They have nothing to do with this concept of what. So the Yushalmi holds, it's not because the hektish is the toveah. The p'tur is because the nizik is hektish, and therefore when you're mechayev yourself, you better pay. Because the only time it's p'tur is when the chefsa of the hektish, the nizik, is what? The chefsa of hektish, the nizik. Is hektish. Then there's a ptur. But there is no hezek here. We're talking about a pledge. If you're talking about a pledge, there's no problem. Then therefore you should be what? You should be chayv. Whereas what is the Bavli hold? What is the Bavli hold? The Bavli hold is a din in the Toveah. And therefore if it's a din in the Toveah, what's the difference? There's no difference between hektish and what? There's no difference between damages and no difference between commitments of loans. Of a pledge. There's no difference at all. And therefore halacha l'maisa, you should be what? The Bavli says you can what? You can ask what? You can ask Akasha, and as you said, Matthew, draw what? Draw a contrast from the Ezekiel to what? To loans. Why? Because there's a commonality. There's a plaintiff in both areas. Yeah. By damages and by what? Pledges, there's a plaintiff. So yeah. The answer is, if Hektish is not a good plaintiff, then I can draw from both categories. Yeah. That's the Bavli. Therefore, I can ask a Pircha. But says Reb Reuven, Yushalmi holds the din in what? That if the chefs of the Nizik is Hektish, it's a Ptur. That's only if it's damages. If we're dealing with Harei Alayman, it's not a problem. Therefore, you can't ask a Pircha from what? From the Zikin onto a loan, onto a pledge. They're two different spheres. So that's what Reb Reuven wants to say. Lamai says, the machleik is Bavli Yushalmi. And please get that nekuda, the Netziv, that the Netziv holds about Chov is taka goyve what? Goyve from what? gova from Idis, and that's what the Bavli suggested, even within Rebbe Akiva, so we're not going to cross spheres. Yes, go ahead, Daphne, real quick.
Would there be any other nafkaminas within that chakira?
Not sure. Regarding I'm not sure. At this point, I don't know of a nafkamina. But this is the nafkamina I want you to know. Can you have a pirka? Can you ask this kasha? Bavli says yes. Yushami says no. And the shayla is it a chisar of tviya, of not being a good plaintiff? Then I can cross realms. If it's an issue of a nizik chefsa being hektish, then lamaisa will not apply to what? Apply to pledges. And therefore, Yushami says you cannot have that pirka. Okay, that's number two. That's the second mahalik. Okay, number three. Number three, Donnie, you want something to eat? There's food there if you want to eat. Number three, let's go. Third mahalik, guys, let's go. We got to move. Number three, Donnie, you with me? Third mahalik, let's go. Number three. There is a kasha that we found. We strove to find it. The Rashman Gittin. What daf was it? I think it was Mem Chesem and Beis. Very good, Jacob. We found the Shittim and Gubetzes, B'Shem Nahari Katz, right here. I think it was Vavim and Beis, no?
Yeah.
A small paragraph. And also the Rishash. All three of them asked the following kasha. This is the third mahalik. Why did not the Gemara, please get it, why did the Gemara give a new proposal of Kal v'chomer l'hektish? What would that proposal be? Listen to this proposal. What would that proposal be? Where you suggest
eating hektish.
Someone was nene from hektish. A human being was nene from hektish b'shogeg. Nene could be eating. Nene could be give it to your dog. B'shogeg. What happens to your nene b'shogeg, human being b'shogeg? What's the din? He's chayav keren, and a chomish, and an usham. He's chayav a keren, chomish, and an usham. So why do we say that's the case where you pay meitav? If your nene b'mektish b'mezin, what's the din? You guys tell me. What's the din halacha l'maisa if you're mezin b'hektish on purpose? B'mezin. It's not a kasha because minatora what? Minatora your potter. Tyson said only chayav min rabbanan, right? The Raivin we learned yesterday said you're chayav min haTorah, but I'm not going within the Raivin. Remember we had that on the board yesterday? So again, what's their proposal? Yonatan, you with me? The Rashbon Gittin, Shidim Gebetz of Shimna Marikatz here, and the Rashash here. Why didn't the Gemara give an easy Kal v'chomer l'hektish? The case is the guy is Nene from Hektish B'shogeg, he's chayav Karen, he's chayav Chomish, and you see that would be the case, Kal v'chomer would fit beautifully. That's their kasha. Very strong kasha. Okay, so what's the answer? So the Marikatz and the Rashbah say, I don't need a Kal v'chomer for that. That's why the Gemara didn't give that proposal. Because there's a Befurish Pasuk that says, Yashir Chata, Me'akodesh Yishalein. What does the word Yishalein mean? Excellent. What daf? Ham and Aleph. Anyone who has one of those four words, you pay what? Meitav. Excellent, Benji. Any one of those four, you pay Meitav. Very good, Matthew, as well. You got it? So you don't need a Kal v'chomer. That's a Beferish of Pusik that you pay Meitav for that. That if your Nana from the Hektish B'shogeg, the Gizbar wants to collect from you, you got no cash, you got to pay with Meitav. However, the Rashash gives a different terrence. Donnie, let's get this. The Rashash says in Sanhedrin, Rashash says here, based on a Chiddush that he was Mechadish, where was he Mechadish this Chiddush? In Sanhedrin. On Daf Tet Vav and Aleph. The Rashash says the following Chiddush. Please get it. The Rashash says that when you redeem Hektish, what does redeeming mean? Pidiyah. We learned it. You have something that's Hektish and you want to give money to redeem the Kedusha. You cannot redeem something with land, with karka. You have to redeem with metalton. Dovra nitam liyad liyad. It's either cash or fruits, but it cannot be karka. So it's possible to suggest, I want you to get this. It's very interesting. Now, when you pay for me'ila, you know what me'ila is? Trespassing is a glorified redemption. When you pay for your trespassing, it's a glorified pediyah. So therefore, just like Padilla normally cannot be done with karka, so too paying for Hana from Hektish can also not be done with what? With karka. So there's no way that could be the proposal of Kal v'chomer l'Hektish to pay Idis. Because you don't pay karka. However, I want you to get this down. However, when a guy makes a pledge and he has in mind that maybe he wants to pay with real estate, that would be fine. When you're dealing with a formal objective chiyuv, that the Torah imposes upon you, that if you're netted from Hektish, you must pay, you cannot pay with karka. You can't be poda with karka, You can't pay me'ilah with karka. But if you take a pledge, and you have in mind when you made the pledge that maybe I want to pay with karka, maybe that would be fine. Maybe that would be fine. That's what the Rishash's answer is. So we have a second answer, that you cannot what pay with karka. That's why it cannot be kavachom lehekdish. But we said when you want to make a pledge, that maybe could be done with karka. Okay? The Gemara did not bring, because you can't. When you damage, it's a formal objective chiyuv. You cannot pay with karka. But by harei mala le'avedek abayis, then l'maisa you can. So you're asking me at that stage in a chanami. That's what the Gemara meant. But the Gemara slugged up harei le'avedek abayis, remember? How'd the Gemara slug it up? Does anyone remember? Because Ba'achov should be bebedis, right? And then it had the pircha. But you're right, at that stage it would have fit very neatly. But the Gemara slugged it up for other reasons. You don't have to pay it. And then the Gemara had the pircha. You follow me? Now please get this nakuda. One second, Matthew. Comes along the Divri Yecheskel. Rabbi Yecheskel Bornstein, one of the great Gedolei Achronim. I think his great-grandson was a Rebbe here in MTA. And the Divri Yecheskel says a stunning chiddush. And I was thinking this myself. We learned yesterday that Shane and Regal's part of Rishus Rabin. Yes? But we introduced a whole new track that guys had difficulty with at first. Okay? I remember when I first learned it also I had difficulty with it. But now that you understand it, you'll have it forever. There's a concept called Hana. Shane and Regal's part from damages to Sarabin, but at the same time, I didn't have to give my short breakfast. It cost me $30 to give him breakfast. So at least I should pay what? The guy in Shane and Regal. I don't have to pay him for damages, but at least the stuff that he ate I should pay him for. I saved myself from paying breakfast for the animal $30. So Atzal no, I have to pay. Shane and Regal's part from Shribout's damages, but not Atzal no. Our whole Masechta, the whole year, we learned damages, not Hana. Mishal and Mashanetnis, there is such a cloud. Right? So what did we say yesterday in Shir from the Xos? That when you pay for Hana, you don't pay Metaf. That's why it could not fit. But here I'm thinking what? Why don't you give the same answer? Yesterday we're talking about Shane and Regal when you're short damages. Today we're talking about a human being. But if a human being damages, what should be the din for Hana? Same din. That's why it wouldn't be what? I was thinking a new answer, a third answer. Why can't that be a third answer? That the reason why the Gemara give this proposal is you're getting Hana from Hekdesh. Because Hana is not Metaf. You follow me? That would have been a great third answer. Matthew, you follow me?
Do Peter have it?
Yeah. What is the Kasha? The Kasha is this proposal on Nen and the Hekdesh Meshogeh. Yes? We had two answers. Number one, you don't need Kavachom, it's a Pasuk. Number two, the Rishash says you can't pay with Karka. So you never would pay Yiddish. You know, there's a third answer.
We don't pay Metaf.
Third answer, Nen. You don't pay Metaf. It's Hana. Why wasn't that answer given like we said yesterday? The answer is like this. You know why that's not a good answer? Please get this. Because today we're dealing with a human being. Yesterday we're dealing with an animal. When you deal with a human being, when you steal from Hekdesh, when you do Me'ilah, what did Reb Chaim call that, Jordan?
Gezel Hekdesh.
Gezel Hekdesh. Gezel Hekdesh is one of the 24 of us in the Zikin. And on that there's Metav. That's why this answer couldn't have been given.
But isn't...
Because this is Ado.
Isn't Shane and Rega also...
No, Shane and Rega's a shore.
No, they're not also of Nezek, so you pay Meitav also.
But that's why I couldn't be given it, because Hana. Hana's not Chayiv Meitav. That's why it was a good answer for an animal. But here we're suggesting what? You know why you can't give this proposal? You can't give this proposal because, it's only Hana and you don't get Meitav. What do you mean? When an Adam is nanded from Hekdesh in the form of Me'ilah, that's Gezel. Me'ilah is a glorified Gezel of Hekdesh. If it's glorified Gezel, that's Metav. That's why Lamaisa, the answer couldn't have been given. So we'll suffice it to say we'll go with the two answers. Either one, you don't need to count it's a Pasuk, or with the Rishash, you cannot pay Karka. That's number three, Mahal. Let's go, guys. Number four, let's move. Quickly, Matthew, come on, we got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Are there any Rishonim who say like the Rishash that paying me'ilah is the glorified?
That Padilla? I don't know. That I don't know if that's a skittish. That me'ilah is padilla. That me'ilah is like a padilla.
It would come out, and there would be a nafkamina between what you're allowed to pay for bedek habayis versus po de hektish.
No, you can always be po de hektish, whether it's bedek habayis or no matter what.
But the Rishash said that
Rishash said perhaps me'ilah trespass is a form of pedia.
Exactly. So by pedia, I can't pay karka, but perhaps by Bet HaKabayis, when I pledge Bet HaKabayis, I can pay Karka. So there has to be some Nafkamina. No,
no, no. Pledging Lamaisa might be different. That's what we said. But by damaging.
Oh, it's not depending on what you're paying for the base.
No, damaging, damaging, there's no difference. Damaging, we said, the objective, which is Torah imposed, just like Me'ila, just like Pedia can't be done with Karka, so through paying for Me'ila, which is a form of Pedia, you also cannot do with Karka. That's formal. Okay. When you talk about making a pledge, like you said, if your kavanah was to pay with Karka, that would be good. Okay, that's number three. Number four. Let's get number four, Mahalik. Okay? Tosus in the whole discussion. If I ask you, what are the teachers of this famous din that Tosus was Mechadish, that Mazik the Hektish is Pater? Tosus, I'm looking for teachers. So let's go step by step. So Tosus first starts saying, I have the following. It's a combination of Karen, Adam, and Bor. Okay? Karen, Adam, and Bor. Those are the teachers. Karen, Adam, and Bor. That teaches us all together that if you're Mazik the Hektish, what's the din? You are what? You are Pater. That's Allah. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Why do you need Bor? Why do we need Bor? Why can't you learn from Karen and Adam Levad? Why can't you learn from Karen and Adam alone?
Learn each.
Why do you need Bor?
Who asked that
question? Why do you need Bor? The Marikatz asked this question. The Marikatz, the Shittim Gutz of Shem, the Gilyon asked this question. Not the Marikatz, the Shittim Gutz of Shem, the Gilyon asked this question. Okay? Shittim Gutz of Shem, the Gilyon asked this question. So one answer I want you to get down. Again, why do you need Adam and Karen should be alone enough? Why do you need Bor? First answer. Like Adam said, first answer is Aish. I would never learn Aish. Because the commonality of Adam and Karen is that they're chayv in anything they damage. The cold oven. Aish's scope is very limited. Right? Aish's scope is very limited. Halacha l'maisa. So therefore what? Therefore, I would think that what? And it says, Beferish, Aish, even though you're not Regila, Lisra of Kol Dabar. You see, there's Regilas. It's Mazik everything, Adam and Karen. Adam damages everything. Karen damages everything. Aish, it's Regilas not to damage everything. The rocks, we said, are very unusual. Okay. And still the Torah is Mechayev
you. You think what?
See, Adam and Karen, the Regilas is to damage all types. Any type of matter. Any type of thing. So since the Regilas, their scope is very wide, I would think only things similar to that. Aish is not what? Ragil to burn every Chol Davar. Stones, we learn, remember, it singes it only. Doesn't burn everything. So therefore, its scope of what it damages is very limited. So maybe I would think Dani Aish is not Chayiv. Kamashman, Bor also is very limited. Bor is also limited to things that it damages. And therefore, since Bor is what? Very limited. That's what it says. It's not Ragil that Kalim fall in it. Right? And it breaks it. So therefore, we find that what? Therefore, what do we find? That we need Bor to be taught as one of the teachers to include Aish. Because Bor's scope is limited, like what? Like Aish's scope is limited as well. So that's the first answer of the Gilyon. Please get it. That's the first answer of the Gilyon Lamaisa. Second answer of the Gilyon. Why do you need to have what? Bor as well? Says the Gilyon. Please get it. And the Rashba says the same answer. Because why? I would never know Psula Mekdashim or Pater. If I didn't have a special limit of Bor, I would never know Psula Mekdashim or Pater. So that's the second answer. Okay?
Why is that true?
That's the second answer. Because how would I ever know that Psula Mekdashim or Pater from the other of us? Adam and Karen? Adam and Karen, if I beat up someone sure like that, Lamaisa, I'd be chayiv. The Ptura Psula Mekdashim has to be learned directly from Bor.
No, but don't we say that you learn out Hektish from Psula Mekdashim, so we know already.
I understand, but that particular halacha of Psula Mekdashim, which is also a case of damaging, I would never know is Pater unless I had a teacher of Bor on its own. I would never know from Adam and Karen that Psula Mekdashim would be Pater.
But that's not... Isn't the kasha that...
No, the kasha is like this. I'm going to say it again. Let's get it clear. There are three teachers. There's different stages of Tisus.
For Hektish.
For the tour of damaging Hektish.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Psula Mekdashim is under that rubric. Okay. So you have Adam, Karen, and Bor. Ask a kasha, why you need Bor? First that's the kasha. So the answer is because Aish's scope is limited. Well, Bor's scope is also limited and it's still chayiv. That's the first answer. Second answer is what? Jacob, what's the second answer? Second answer is what? Is that I never would know the tour of Psula Hamakdashim, which is a type of what? We learned the Koshkin of Hektish. We learned the Koshkin. I never would know that unless Bor was its own teacher. Vamesh Yelo. There's a special Jezza Kosov. That's number two. Third answer. The Rush quotes in the Sheet of Mikubetzis. The Rush quote in the Sheet of Mikubetzis. We saw that inside as well. Third answer. Why do you need board as a teacher? You know why? Because Karen and Adam are not Tchilasos, Yassel, and Ezek. Bor is. So therefore, I would never know, Lamaisa, that if you damage Aish, that in a situation, what? That you would be pumped unless I had Bor. Because Bor, I would think, is Tchilasos, Yassel, and Ezek is different. So I need Bor to be one of the teachers. I could not learn out Bor from Karen and Adam. And therefore, to learn how to Pturi my Bor, I need to what? I need to have Bor as a what? As a particular teacher. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that's the Shita of the Rush. Okay. Karen alone is not good. Why not? Because it's what? Karen alone would not be a good teacher. Why? Because it's Tom from the beginning. The other things are not Tom. They're not moving. They're moving Mishkiloso. Bor alone is not good because Bor is Pantar Adam and Caleb. Why is Adam good? We're going to see later in Tysus why Adam is good. Okay? Now please get this Nakuda from the Marashah. The Marashah writes in the Madura Basra. The Marsha writes in Madura Basra, L'Ravka de Nilsa, we learn Karen from Adam and Bor. Why? In theory, what could you learn from? Everything you could learn from Adam. Why is Karen needed? Why is Karen needed? Why is Adam needed? Adam alone could work, right, Donnie? Why do you need Karen and what? Karen and Bor. Because the reason why you need those is because you never know Psulem and Toshim. The only reason why you would have Bor is to teach me again Sulam and Toshim. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? And the reason why you need Karen is because why? According to Tarfon, you're Chayav what? Chayav Kofar from the very first time. According to the Chamim, though, we're stuck. According to the Chamim, you have no Mucker. So that's the fourth Malach I want you to get here. Lamaisa, Lagabi what? Lagabi the Din of the Makor. After it's all said and done, if you would have asked me, you would have asked me, Yoshua, what is the Makor that Mazik Hekdish is Potter? I would have said Adam alone. Because what does Tosh say in the next line? Adam is Ra'ui Lischaiv. Here you Mazik be a dime. You punch it out. You punch the shore of Hekdish. You destroy the car of Hekdish. And you're still Potter? How much more so other things are not Mazik be a dime, you're Potter? That's what Tosh basically said. At the end of the day, that's what the Marashah said. He just brought up these other things as like you know, in Lumdus. But at the end of the day, Adam alone is what? Is the real chief Makor. So you walk away from this Tysus to say that there's no marker at all from Tysus, I think that's wrong. Our Tysus is saying that what's the real marker to Mazik the Hekdish is Punter? From Adam and Mazik, you expand to all the other Avos and Zikim. You got me? And that's really what the Marashah is basically saying. L'Ravka Nemilsa. You know what Ravka Nemilsa means? He just an add on like a dessert. He adds on Karen, Adam, and Bor. The bottom line is, you can learn everything from what? You can learn everything from Adam. He just adds on Karen because why? If you hold like a Tarfon, it's a good teacher. Because Kofar is not a Pirkei Remer. Regel has Kofar, but Karen doesn't. No, Karen does have Kofar on the first time. And what else? And Bor also you need because of what? Psulam Uktashim. But at the end of the day, really, you can learn Adam is Mazik. Mazik Ekdish Pata from what then? Adam alone. If Adam's Mazik be a dying, a holy Zach, Hektish, and he's still Pata, than anything else you do with the Avos Nezikin to Hektish, you definitely should be Pata. So I think it's wrong to say that if you walk away from this Tysus, there's no marker. And I was arguing with one of the other Rebbeim about that. He said that the Tysus doesn't give a marker. It's not true. If you go through the Tysus does give a marker. Tysus does give a marker. And the one he sticks with is Adam L'chud. Okay? All right. That's a fourth mahalach. Number five. Let's go, guys. Fifth mahalach. There is a fascinating din that we've discussed and mentioned. I want you to get it, Benji. We mentioned it a lot of times so far, called Psuli Amukdashim. Psuli Amukdashim, Gemara Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Vames Yelo, that the carcass is owned by who? The one who owns the animal, whose animal got killed in the boar. But if it was a korban, that a moon, I was makdash, a beautiful shore, and then it got a moon. I don't know how it got a moon. You know, you're not allowed to put a moon. If a human being puts a moon in a korban, it's kind of malchus. Ate him in Asrawi and flogged him. Not allowed to. But it got a moon. It was not a temporary one. It was a permanent one. So I can't put it on his back. So what do I do with it? It has to go out to pasture and wait until it dies and then I bury it. Okay? It's Yira Ashi's diet. That's the real deal. Mm-hmm. So this amazing kasha Shlomo Zalman asks. Shlomo Zalman asks, he says, why is it that Psula Mekdashim are potter if they fall on a boar? Why is it? What have we been saying all along in this Taisus? Why is it Adam? Because it's a manifestation of Mazik Behektish. You know what Rosh Hashanah says? Not true. You know why you're Pata? Because it's Mesiello. Do you own that carcass? No, you don't. It's Asr Bahana. That's why you're Pata. Rosh Hashanah says, why is it part of Taisus? The Gemara in Gimel and Beis says, Beferish. It says, Eina Mesiello. Not because it's Hektish, because it's not your mace. It's not your mace. Let me ask you a question. What happens if a shore damages a psula mukdashim? What would be the din? Am I chayef? Get this. I don't kill it. Let's say my shore, not through bore. My shore damages your psula mukdashim. Listen, what's the din? My shore damages your shore that's psula mukdashim. Am I chayef to pay you? Yes. Beferish gemar and gimel base. You see, beferish it's called re'ehu. It's a bond kasher psula zama. What do you mean to tell me that? Why is this thrown in? That this is an example of Mazik Hektish is Pater. The reason why, if it's killed on Pater Jordan, because it's mace yellow. It's not mine anymore, the mace. I have to bury it in the ground. That's why I'm Pater. Not because it's the manifestation of Hektish. And I'll prove it to you. What happens if my shore, not through Bor, but my shore damages a shore of Sulem Akdashim? I'm Chayiv. Why am I Chayiv? Because it's the Re'eu. It's a Bam Kashin. The Netziv has this kashin, Shlomo Zalman has this kashin, Shita Megubetz Hashem Negilion says, I'll even give it to you on number three in the Kuda. What happens if the Shor Psula Magdashim falls in the pit but doesn't die? Breaks a leg. What's the din? Also Chayiv. Also Chayiv. It's unbelievable. Shita Megubetz is on the Gimel Beis holds like this. Shita Megubetz is here for Shem Negilion and the Shita Megubetz, that's not a Gemara, that third Nakuda. Those are Rishonim. You're chayiv, you're pater on the misa. The Minchas Chinuch says the same thing. And Mitzvah Nun Gimel. You see, it's a riot that Psalm Mikdash was not hektish. It's just because it's not my mace. It's Asr Bahana, you have to bury it. This is a bomb kasha, guys. Okay? It's a bomb kasha. So, Lamaisa, what are we going to do with this? So, Rav Shlomo's out, and the Rav Shimon Shkop writes, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop in Europe. The great Rav Shimon Panovich, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop. You know what he says? He says, from here you see from Taisvis that Psule and Mekdashim are Pater even from the Zikin. And so says the Pnei Oshue on Nun Gimel Beis. If you look in the Tur does not distinguish between Misa and the Zikin. You have to say, Lamaisa, that they hold, you're completely off the map. You're Pater. So now we're ready, you got an inkling. What's the inkling, Adam? The inkling is, it's not, don't tell me mace yellow, because even if it doesn't die, I'm still Pater. So you see it must be what? That it's a conglomerate, it's part of Hektish. So it can be used as an example, Mazik Behektish. That's what they want to say, that this Taisus by us argues on the Shita here, and the Shita Gubetz here, B'Shem the Gilion, Shita Gubetz on the Gimel Beis. They argue by the Zikin Yechayiv. But we hold this Taisus holds like the tour, then in fact you're always punter by Psula Mekdashim in the shore. Why you punter? It just broke its leg. Don't tell me that Mesiello, it's still alive. So you should be chayv. Elevoden, it's hektish. Elevoden, it means must be it's hektish. That's the answer we want to suggest. But this leads us to a second chiddush of Reb Reuven. Let's get this. This leads us to a second chiddush of Reb Reuven. Says Reb Reuven, let's get this, Benjamin. Reb Reuven Grozinski says like this. Why is the Torah Pater Psula Mekdashim by Bor? Why is that? Is that a Ptur of Hektish? Is that a Ptur of Hektish? What's the Chiddush of Hektish? What's the Chiddush of Hektish? We said it yesterday. It's really a manifestation of a semi-Hektish. Because it's really lost its what? Can't be put on the Mizbeach anymore. It's a moon. So it's enough of a mixes Hektish to be called Hektish to be Pater. Is that the Pshat? L'maisa? Or do you say no? That is a special Xeris Akasa by Bor, and that Xeris Akasa by Bor is you need Meshi yellow. So basically, am I telling you, is it a what? Is it a universal din of Hektish being punted by Menzikin, or is it a limited din by Bor? What would you say our Tais is holding? Cesar Bruben, you tell me.
The first one.
The first approach, excellent, because he throws it all together. In fact, as you said, Matthew Manakosh came to what? To real Hektish. So you see, this is not just a din in Bor. It's clear that Psula Mekdashim is a Ptur Mitam Hektish. And that's what Steinman Is that solid? Yortzer was the other day, as Matthew said and Adam said, the great goat, and that's what they both approved from this Tysus that we see. So, what were the two Reubens we did today? First Reuben was what?
About is the is a chefza.
Is it a chefza or the fact there's no plaintiff? Remember?
Yeah.
And therefore, if it's a chefza factus, you can learn like who? You can learn like the what? Yushami. Yushami had no pirchum. If you can say it's a lack of plaintiff, then you can what? You can transfer both spheres. Remember that? That was the first Reuben. What's the second Reuben? What's the getter din of tzul tzul
hekdash?
Is it a universal din of hekdash being brought up by damages, or is it limited only din bor? See from Tysus, he puts in the whole mouth. So you see, it's a manifestation of hekdash being mazik b'shogi. His punt. Okay, that answers number one. That's five. That's the fifth mahalach. Let's go, guys. Number six. Let's go. Six mahalach. Let's go, guys. Let's get it. Oh. Tysus made a line. What was Tysus' line? I said it a few minutes ago. That what is the real marker of this? To walk away from this Tysus says the marker I think is wrong.
Adam
alone. Roi Yosel Yishai was a Lashon HaTysus. The golden language of Tysus. The Lashon HaZav of Tysus. The golden language of Tysus. Yosel Roi Yishayit. Adam Amazik, you bash it with your own fist. You do batting practice with it. On a shore of Hekdesh or on a car of Hekdesh. Potter. Here, you're doing it so proactively, your Potter. How much more so than any other officer of your Potter? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman have a kasha. And this is a great kasha, unbelievable, he says. What do we learn on Dalam and Aleph? When the Gemara compared Adam and Shore, what did it say? Shore is kere what? Pays kofer. Lo kare Adam that doesn't pay kofer. Yes? Now let me ask you a question. What does that mean? If the Torah wouldn't shore a mazik, I would not be able to learn what? What does that mean, Donnie? Donnie, what does that mean? What did Dalam and Aleph mean when you compare Adam and Shore? Come on, what does it mean? What does Lo Harei mean?
You have a pussy.
What are you telling me? Donnie, what does Lo Harei mean? If I just asked Shore, yes, I would not be able to learn out Adam. Why not? Because Shore has gopher, Adam doesn't have gopher. Yes?
Yeah.
What did Tosus just get through say? What is the chief? What is the chief of all of us, the Zekin? No, what is the greatest?
Adam.
Adam is the greatest. What do you mean I wouldn't be able to learn Adam out? That's crazy. Rav Shlomo Zalman says Tosus against the Gemara and Dafta Aleph. The Gemara says the greatest Av is Adam. Yoyser Roli. So how could the Gemara say Lo Harei Shor Kare Adam? If I just had Shore, Schaiv and Kofer, I could not learn out Adam. What do you mean? Adam is the chief. Adam is the chief. It's Mazik B'Yadayim. It's a great kasha. How could this be? According to Tysus, the greatest is Adam.
But why can you say that's just by Hekdesh and not by all?
It's by Kol Davar, Tysus. Okay. It's the chief. The chief. You bash something with your hands, you're Mazik B'Yadayim, and you're still Potter. How much more so all the others is he got by Hekdesh? But you see, he's the chief.
No,
you do it B'Yadayim. You do it B'Yadayim. You guys don't know what boxing is. You shouldn't know. Right? If I have to demonstrate? You don't know. That's Ali. That's Ali. We don't do that. That's the rope adult. You don't do that. This is Kenny Norton does like that. Right? Okay, you follow me? The chief of all is Mazik B'Yadayim. It's Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
But when we're saying that that on Dav Dalid that was saying to be mechayev that what would be mechayev? So
you're right. Saying but what's
Adam,
the difference?
Adam is the chief.
But it doesn't make a difference though.
No, but it does.
Al pisvara, Adam is the most powerful man. He should be chayev yeah. All the time. But he's still potter by Hekdesh. So therefore, all the other Nazikin are potter too. But you're saying that Adam is the most probable chayev. So how can anyone write a line and say, "Oh, I couldn't learn Adam from Shore"? What's the difference?
No, but
how can you get the words out of your mouth?
No, but what, Rebbe?
Adam is the most powerful.
How is Tosfos saying that?
It's the most powerful that it should be chayv. So then, therefore, when it's putter, everything else is putter. But you can't learn.
I understand,
out,
but that's,
learn
a,
out,
that's the same thing, other, though. You're saying it's the most powerful thing. It's just it's the flip side of the same coin. You're making a good order, but it's the same flip side of the same coin. I'm saying it's the most chayv. If it's the most chayv, how can you make a line and say, oh, if Shore has gopher, I couldn't learn out from it. You just got through saying, Tysus, that it's the most chayv, royally chayv. more than any other Avos Mezukin. You follow what I mean? That's what he's asking. Yes, Matthew.
We have two kashas, Rebbe.
Yeah, real quick.
One, isn't it when Rebbe told us at the beginning of the year that there's three levels? There's Chol B'Chaver, Adam, Mazik.
Three categories, yeah.
The way Rebbe presented it was like a hierarchy, that the most severe is Chol B'Chaver.
No, there's three different categories. No. Not necessarily a hierarchy.
So then, can you give a raya for Tosos? Is that Yerushalmi calls, or not Yerushalmi, Mesechta calls everything else Hechsher Nezikin, but right. Adam Mazik is Nezek.
Okay, that's good. I like that deal.
So can't you say, oh, if everything else is Hechsher Nezikin, then yeah, of course.
Good, you're saying good. Hechsher Nezikin. If the Adam Mazik is the most Mishayev, so Lomaisa, I can make a line that if Shor was written, I couldn't learn on it from it. You're saying good. You're strengthening the Kasha. Like the Shlosh and Yishali. Hechsher. Hechsher is opposed to Niske Kufo, you're right. So that's his Kasha. Okay? So what's Shlomo Zalman saying? Hey, it's a beautiful. Yeah, I want you to get this. It's a very beautiful cloud. It works well with the flow of Tisus. Please get it. You know what he answers? He answers like this. He says that the bottom line is that Davka Pirchas of Sfaras do we not ask. When we ask a Pircha, what do we ask a Pircha of? Sfaras, we don't ask Pirchas. What do we ask from? Dinim. We ask from a legitimate din, like a Ptura Kofer. On Davdal, we're asking from Dinim. We're not asking from Sfaras. So therefore, if Shor was written, his Chayiv Kofer, Adam has no Chayiv Kofer, Ataka would not know it. Because when we ask Pirchas, what do we do? When we ask Pirchas, what do we do? We ask Pirchas from Dinin, not from Sfaras. And the Maram Shif says the same thing. A Chumra written in the Torah we ask from, and that's what he means. We don't say Yosef Roy L'chaim Adam Amazik B'Adayim. Right?
So
the Chumra that's written in the Torah we ask. But lower meaning, we don't say that Sfar of Yosef Roy L'chaim B'Adayim, if it's from a Din. And the Marashah says that's exactly what comes out later in Tisus. In the end of Tisus, Adam, what does Tisus ask from? What does he ask from? Regel? Regel is no code for the first time. What does it not ask from? As you brought up in Seder, Matthew. What is the attribute of Regel? It's Matsui. Why did Tyson bring up Regel and it's Matsui? Why did you talk about a Svara? Because when you ask Pirchas, you ask what? You ask from Dinan. And therefore he brought up Kofa. Beautiful. But when you bring what? When you don't talk about Svaras. And therefore, Lamais, that's why Tosfos said, Yoser Roy L'chaif Adam Amazik, B'Adayim. When Tosfos asks later on, Lamais, he's asking from a din. And on Daftal, what are we talking about? Dinim or Svaras? Dinim. No, we're talking about Dinim. So if Shor is written as Chav Kofer, Adam, Lamais, you can't learn after it because it's not written in the Torah. Because it's a din. It's a din. It's not a Svar. You follow what I'm saying?
Out Svara, you could say that it would make more sense that Adam is more Chayav.
Well, when we ask Pirchas, Lamaisa, now when did Tosfos discover a miracle on this? I want you to look at Tosfos. Now look at Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? In Tomar? Look at the Tosfos, the fifth where it gets short. Heichi Yafin and Shane Mikula, what did it say? Mala Shane, Shish Hana, Lazico. That's a Svara. So at that point in Tosfos what?
It's holding
wasn't a valid in Svaras or did it? Ask whatever you want to ask. You follow me? Then Tosfos says, no, Yosef Roy. He makes an about face and says, you know what? The chief of all Av Nezikin is what? Is Adam. You want to ask me Pirchas? Bring me Dinim. Like Daftalin and like at the end of the Tisus.
He says his own Kasha is a bad Kasha because it's on a Svara, not up here.
And that's why he didn't bring up Regal Matsu at the end. Because that's a Svara. But he only, this is what we're being Mechadesh, which is what I'm answering, which goes along with the Marshal. Okay? Goes along with the Marshal. Now, the only thing I just got to add on is like this. Please get this. Now, earlier in the year, we pointed out, please get this, that there are 2 days. Is there a Kofer on Shane and Regal? Remember we said that?
Yeah.
There are 2 days. So Tosfos said, how do you learn Shane from Adam? Maybe Adam has a Ptur Kofer, and Shane does. Shane is Chayven Kofer. So Lamaisa says that the Bar Yaakov, that Tosfos going like the Ma'anamar, there's no Kofer in Shane. And the Ma'anamar that says there is Kofer on Shane, well, what? Well, you have Karen. Karen is Yochiach. So Karen is Yochiach, Lamaisa. That first time, Lamaisa, Karen is Yochiach. And Karen said the first time there's no Chiyuv what? There's no Chiyuv Kofer. You follow me? At that point in Tisus, how do you learn Shane? How do you learn Shane from there? Shane has no what? Shane has a chiyuv kofer. Adam doesn't. So he said Adam, everything's learned out from Adam. Isn't that Akasha? What's the teretz? We're going like the manor and there's no what? There's no chiyuv Shane, no kofer b'shane. What happens if you go like the manor and there is kofer b'shane? No problem. Kofer you need as a teacher. Kofer, there's no shane the first time. So that's where you got to touch it up a little bit by saying Adam Amazik is the chief. How could Adam Amazik alone teach everything? Adam has no kofer, Shane has kofer. So maybe we're going like the Adam and Shane has no kofer. So even though we're saying Adam is the chief, it seems like it needs a little bit of a help. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what that rabbi meant. Rabbi sent back to me that at the end of the day, maybe there is no makom taisis. I'm arguing that Taisis said Adam, but based on what we're saying now, he still needs a little bit of help on it. Because how do you learn Shane from Adam? Adam had no kofer. You know what I'm saying? Shane has. Oh, you want to tell me like Adam and Shane has no kofer? What do you do according to Adam and Shane has kofer? So Karen is a new teacher. Karen has no kofer first times. But at the end of the day, Lamaisa, we ask kofer and Lamaisa. Kofer exists by what? Regal, right? Kofer is by regal. So he says, one like a tarf. So maybe you could argue here, I can hear what that other Rebbe is saying now. Now I hear more of what he's saying. That maybe Adam alone will work at the end of the day. Perhaps. Okay, that answers number what? That's the sixth mahalik. Number seven, guys. Let's go. Seventh mahalik. Let's get it. Seventh mahalik. Let's get this. The Marshon Gittin Bedaf Memtes. The Marshon Gittin Bedaf Memtes writes the following Kiddush. He says the following. He says the Gemara Memtes and Aleph. The Marshon Gittin Memtes as Mashma. It's Mashma Memtes and Gittin Losa. If you look in the Rush by us, the Ptura of Bor we learn from what? This line of Tais says, what's the chief? Adam Amazik. You learn even Bor from Adam Amazik. Marsha says, how can you say that? The Bor is a special pasuk of Mesielo. So how do you learn Bor from Adam? Bor is its own pasuk. Don't tell me Bor is from Adam. That's the Marsha's kasha on Tais and getting in the Rush by us. So what does the Marsha answer? I want you to get this. You know what the Marsha answers? Please get this. And the Marsha answers that from this pasuk alone, you would just only be able to exclude Hekdesh. But once we know Adam Amazik, Hekdesh, once we know that from the Pasuk of Mesielo, that I exclude Hekdesh, once I know that, then Achreshi Smite Adam Amazik Hekdesh, I can learn out the Pasuk of Gabe Bor. How do I know Bor Pasuk Psula Mekdoshim? How do you know Bor is Pasuk Psula Mekdoshim? Again, the Marshon Gittin asks, let's get this, Matthew, seventh mile. The Marshon Gittin asks, Masha like the Rush like this, Masha Tais and Gittin Rush by us, that we learn everything from Adam. We learn everything from Adam. If we learn everything from Adam, what's the din? How can you learn Bor from Adam? Bor has its own pasuk. Mesielo, what's the teretz? If it wasn't for what? The din of Adam Amazik being punted from Hekdesh, I would not know that Bor excludes Psula Mutashim. I need the pasuk. Because what does Bor do? Bor your partner in Hekdesh, also Psula Mekdoshim. How would I know Psula Mekdoshim? Only because Adam Mazik is Hekdesh's partner. I would know that Bor is partner in Hekdesh straight up from what? Meshielo. But I would not know that din of Psula Mekdoshim unless it was what? Adam is Mazik for Hekdesh. This is the answer the Marsha wants to say. Now, that's what the Marsha says. Yeah, the Marsha says if it wasn't for the Pasuk Meshielo, if it wasn't for Adam Mazik is partner from Hekdesh, then I would not know that Bor is Pater from Psula Mekdoshim. I would think Bor only Pater is Hekdesh. I would not know Psula Mekdoshim. Therefore, Adam Amazik tells me in Hekdesh I'm Pater. That's the Chiddush. Okay. The Tais HaRosh, though, by us, says not that way. The Tais HaRosh says Bor is Exeris HaKosov. What does it mean it's a Bor is Exeris HaKosov? It's a Din in Bor. It's a Pater in Bor. It's not a manifestation of Hekdesh. It's not a mute to exclude Hekdesh. Because we exclude even what? Even Psula Mekdoshim. See, Psula Mekdoshim is like a quasi-Hekdesh. So you see, it's not limited to Ptur Hekdesh. So he says, of course you need that Pasuk. Of course you need that Pasuk. How do you know Lomaisa? He says, Bor is Exeris HaKosev. It's not a mute Legabe Hekdesh. It's not a mute Legabe Hekdesh. That's why we're reminded also Psula Mekdoshim. It's not a mute Legabe Hekdesh. That's why you need to remind it's mind even Psula Mekdoshim. It's not Hekdesh. That's not a full Hekdesh. So you see, Lomaisa, there's two different dinims. The Tais HaRosh actually writes this. He actually writes there's two categories. How do you learn Bor from Adam? What's the answer? The answer is that what bor is its own category. It's not a miyud from hekdesh. Bor is what has its own generous and kosev by bor. It's not a miyud to exclude hekdesh because we exclude something that's not even a full hekdesh. So you see, bor its own category. So in a chanami, the kasha, the marsha, and the toysin gittin, the toysin rasha is in a chanami. There's two separate makayers. I'm not learning bor from adam. When I said adam is the chief, it's for all other nizikin, not for bor. Bor has its own category. That's what the toysin rasha is. You follow me, Adam? How do you learn bor from adam? The answer is in a chanami, I'm not. Bor is its own psukim. Own psukim for what? For hekdesh and also psukim amuktashim. And that's a raya that's not hektish, because you need a special din from Sulam Tosham. Therefore, I need the what? I need other to teach me everything else.
It is a raya that Sulam Tosham is not hektish.
It seems to go in that direction, it's a quasi-hektish. Seems to go against the, what we had said before about Sulam Tosham to be an example, like Reb Reuven says. Taisa Rosh seems to go against this. Yes, very good. Very good order. Excellent. Taisa Rosh would be against the Taisis. Okay. That's number 7, Mouth. Number 8. Let's get this. Number 8. This lamaisa is a very, very difficult kasha. Okay. Let's get it. Now, what did we say yesterday in Shir? If you damage Truma, what's the din? You're chayav keren. Truma, you're chayav keren. Hektish, you're what? Hektish, you are potter. Potter, you're only chayav in Rabbana. Correct. Any type of eating, which is hana'ah too as well, kol midi d'achila, you'll be chayav for, yes? Karen v'chomish. Okay. I just want you to get this. Tosfos makes a hara. Pnei Yehoshua says, ki d'isa hasam. You notice Tosfos said, ki d'isa hasam? Remember Tosfos said, lav d'achim d'achim d'achim. Pnei Yehoshua says, where? Where's ki d'isa hasam? Where in Shas does it say that? So the Rosh and the Rashba write, midi lav dafte midi dachil kidis awesome the perish Rashi. It's not in the Gemara. It's beperish Rashi. They say kidis awesome is beperish Rashi. If you look in the Gemara there in Medila, it doesn't say it. Rashi says it. So the Rosh and Rashba is referring to Rashi. You got me? Kidis awesome not expanding in yoni achilu. So that's number 1. That's number 8. Number 9. Please get this. Number 9. We said that what? Why do you need Re'ehu? Learn everything Kiyoko Kodesh. What's it do if you burn Hektish? Butter. What happens if you eat Hektish Meshoge? Chayiv. So what do you need Re'ehu for? Let that be the mucker. Adam Amazik, Kiyoko Kodesh. That was Tosh's kasha. What was Tosh's answer, you remember? What was Tosh's answer? If it wasn't for Re'ehu, what would I say? I would say only Butter and Wat Chomish, but you'd be Chayiv and Karen. Remember that? You need a complement of Kiyoko and also Re'ehu. That's what Tosfos said. Okay, so the Maharam here, and in Gittin, the Shem, the Maharam Lev, the Tosfos Rosh asked, I don't understand. You still need a pasuk of Re'ehu. It's in the Mayit Hektish. You still need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk of Re'ehu to Mayit Hektish? What does it say? The Mace Yellow. Mace Yellow tells me it's got to be yours. Why is that not enough? What do you need Re'ehu for? Ask a great Kashi. Re'ehu is still extra. You have Mace Yellow. What's the answer? This is what I was thinking. Mace Yellow is limited only to Bor. Taisa Rosh L'shitaso. It's only Dine Bor. It's not a mute for Hektish, what we just said, for that Taisa Rosh. You follow me? So it can't be a marker for Adam Amazik Behektish. That's a Taisa Rosh. But what does the Maharam say? The Maharam says there's no, by Bor, there is no Din, there's a Kul of the Hektish. It's a Kul in Bor. The Torah is Mamite Adam the Kalim by Bor. If a guy dies in a bor, you chayav? No. Kalim, you chayav? No. So you see, it's not a din in hektish. A din in bor. Very similar answer. The Maharam says by us. But the Maharam in Gittin gives a little bit of a different answer. You know what he says? He says, if you learned out from bor, what would I have said? I would, if you would have learned it out from bor, I would have learned out of p'tur even by p'sula m'toshim. Meaning, if I would have learned it out from bor, I would have learned that everything's possible p'sula m'toshim. What do you mean everything's p'tur? Ashor, Aish. See, if I had learned that as a, being one of the teachers, I would have said everything as a p'tur p'sula mikdashim. That's why you need the pasuk of Re'ehu to Megale that were just Memait what dafka what? Remai dafka hektish. By bor remai p'sula mikdashim. Re'ehu by all the other avos lezikin remai hektish. Bor there's one other thing. You remai what? P'sula mikdashim. That's what the Maharam writes in Gittin. So let's summarize this ninth Mahalach. Let's get this. What's the ninth Mahalach? The ninth Mahalach, as we're saying, is that what do you mean Re'ah? Re'ah still should be extra. No, you need Re'ah to Megalik Yochel Kodesh. No, what do you mean? I have Mace Yellow. Yes, Yellow is only my form before. Taitzan Rosh. Maharam says what? It's a Kulin Bor. It's not a Kulin Hektish. Just like the Torah's Ba'ad Mekam's of the Torah. Maharam Begitin. What does the Maharam Begitin say? He says that what if you were trying to use that as a teacher, that everything would have a Ptur of Psulim HaKdash. No, that's not true. It's only Bor. So that's why you need Re'ah. You follow me? That's the ninth Mahalach. Number 10. Guys, let's get number 10 Mahalach. Seres Adibris. Seres Mahalachim. You ready? And then we get to Hilchos Chanukah. Don, you ready? 10th Mahalach, let's get it. The Gemara places have been Mechadish Jordan that by Truma, what do you chayev? Karen. Minat Torah. By Hektish, you are what? Pater Minat Torah, only chayev in Ravonim. Why are you chayev? Please get this now. Please get this. Why is Truma chayev? Why is Truma different? So Tyson said Truma is different because it's Mamon HaKohen. It's like you're stealing from a Kohen. And he says there's some pusuk out there. He doesn't say what. There's a mikra achrina. So the Rav Shimon Shkup, the Darki David, says, what's the nafkamina what pusuk it is? Sof sof your chayiv. You just putter from Chomish. So how do you learn hektish from truma? It's a great kashin. If the dinim are not the same, then how do you learn hektish from truma that you should be what? That you should be putter. Yonatan, you follow me? How do you learn hektish from truma? Truma you're chayiv and karen, and hektish you're putter. But they're not on the same din, so how do you learn one from the other? Kiyoko Kodesh. Kodesh is Karbonos. And you transfer what? You learn what? Hektish from Truma. But Truma is a different din. So I want you to get this very sharp. Guys, let's get this. The answer is, and this is a very important din. I want you to get it down. A new topic you never learned before. Called Tashlume Truma. There is a halacha. If a czar eats coins Truma, he has to pay him with something that potentially could be truma, and that does become truma. Meaning fruits and vegetables, he cannot pay with cash. It's called tashlume truma. Even if he does it amazing, he steals. Tashlume truma. This is a din in Mishnayos. It's called tashlume truma. That if a czar eats from the coins truma, he has to pay with tashlume truma. So in this case, Halach l'mais, that's when you eat the stuff. What happens if I damage this stuff? What's the din? I'm completely putter. So it is the same din. There is a similar din. When I say you're chayev truma, karen, you're chayev cash, but you're not chayev to pay with fruits and vegetables. That's what it means. Meaning that when I pay it back, it becomes an automatic din of truma. It's an amazing din. Let's say I pay the coin back in fruits and vegetables. That's automatic truma. I wasn't mafresh. It doesn't make a difference. It's a special jeres akosif. It becomes truma. I putter if I damage the guy. If I ate the stuff, then I pay back with what? Fruit, and that fruit becomes truma. But if I damage the guy, I putter from that. So therefore, that's the comparison. Hektish your putter akol, and truma your putter akol vis-a-vis tashlume truma. There you learn the same thing. But you're still chayiv mamon based on a mazik. The Taisa Rosh says the same thing in the Testament of Gittin. You're putter with tashlume truma. You're still putter from Chomish, but a carrying your chayiv be tam what? Why are you chayiv, Jacob? You're chayiv me din mazik truma shochaveiro. I'm still chayiv to pay the coin cash because it's gezel. And that's the pshat l'maisa according to what? That's the pshat l'maisa comes out according to Taisus. So we said, aren't they different dinim? They're not different dinim. Truma is putter out tashlume truma. Heck, this is part of the Akaren straight up. Truma's there's a side din you did gezel. The Tosfos Rabbeinu of parents says the same thing. He says truma is iser gavoa v'gam hale mamon kohen. Therefore, you chayev karen lekohen. But hektish is just an iser lagavoa. So the Torah potters you from karen and chomish. But kohanim by truma is two things. There's an iser gavoa and there's an iser mamon. It's the kohen's food. So therefore, you chayev. So I want you to get this, guys. Get this sharp. Chiddush. Comes out according to Tosfos. Listen to this. Listen to this. Comes out according to Tosfos. Amazing chiddush. If you're mazik truma of a coin, what's the din? You're chayev minat Torah like mazik mamon chaver. If you're mazik hektish, What's the din?
Potter.
Potter min haTorah chayev what? Midrabbanan.
Midrabbanan.
Chayev midrabbanan. That's one nafkamin. Again, mazik truma shochavero, chayev mid karen midin gezel. Chayev hekish shochavero, not hekish shochavero. Chayev hekish, chayev only midrabbanan. That's one nafkamin. What's another nafkamin? What happens if you're mazik? What happens if you're mazik truma halach lamaisa? What's the din?
Potter.
So if you're mazik truma, you're chayev. If it's mom, if
you no, listen mazik.
To this. What happens if my shore? My shore, the second afkuna. My shore ate my friend who's a Kohen's truma. What's it been? What would you say? What would you say?
Problemazik.
That's only Adam problemazik, but my shore. Oh, so therefore, you're chayev. Only by Adam Amazik is there a p'tur.
Whereas by Hektish, it's everything you're p'tur.
By a Hektish, everything it's going to be a l'maisa. It's going to be a p'tur l'maisa. Mazik is Hektish is p'tur. You got that? So, again, I want to go over those two nafkaminas. Two nafkaminas are what? Adam and Mazik is Chayav Hektish only Midrabbana. Adam and Mazik, someone else's Truma, is Chayav Midrabbana, like Gezel. Second nafkamina, if my shore eats the Kohen's Truma, what's the din? The din is, I am what? I am Chayav. But Avos Nezik, and any Avos Nezik, my Hektish is what? Is Potter. Okay. Now this, based on all this, I don't know if you ever saw this. Anyone ever learn Brachas? There's not so many Rishonim in Brachas. You never learn Brachas? Rashi Tosfos, of course, in the back is the Tamid Rabbi Yonah, but there's a sefer called Bracha Mishuleshes that has three Rishonim in it. Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the Shittim Kubetzis, and the Tosfos Rosh.
Why are there so many Rishonim on Brachas?
There are not so many.
I don't know why.
I don't know. We don't have.
We got to ask the historians.
But the Bracha Mishuleshes. And the Bracha Mishuleshes says the Rebuta Chassid and the Shittim Kubetzis there are holy kind of Tosfos. I want you to get it. And what do they say? They say if you're Mazik Truma, you are Putter even from Karen. You're only Chayiv Midrabbanan like Hektish. It's very neat according to them. And their svar is that the Torah is Mazik Truma, they are not Chayiv Din Mazik Lechaveiro. You follow me? So not everyone agrees to that art Tosfos. That Mazik Truma is what? If you go ahead and what? According to our Tosfos, I told Mazik Min HaTrum is what? We said, Allah HaLamayis, if your Mazik Trum was a dinner chayiv, because it's Gezel, yes? They say, no, you're only chayiv Min HaRabbanan. Okay? They say, only chayiv Min HaRabbanan. But I want to just close this pekuda, then we've got to want to look at my Hanukkah, is like this. Listen to this source Sameach. Where Sameach says, listen closely. What happens? You steal Trum, we say, you're chayiv, Gegozel Chavero, not leaning Hektish. The Or Samach says, what happens if you steal from Hektish? What do you say? What happens if you steal from Hektish? Not Mazik, you steal from Hektish. What would you say? Are you Putter and Kefal? Or are you Putter even from Karen? What would you say? So it's a Machlekes Raman Raivi says. The Raman says you're Chayav Karen. The Raman says you're completely Putter. What would you say our Tosfos would hold like? No. What did our Tosfos say? Mazik Hektish is what?
Putter.
Is Potter.
Adam Mazik. Yechel Problem Mazik.
Adam Mazik is Potter. Ganef is one of the Adam Maziks. So you should be Potter completely. You might be Chayiv what? You might be Chayiv in the Rabbanan, but Ganef is going to be Potter from Karen, and also what? And also Kefal. I don't know why you're not Chayiv in the Rabbanan, though. Why aren't you Chayiv in the Rabbanan? So I'll tell you why. This is the Goni Mibes Ish, Lo Mibes Hektish. It's completely.
That's the Rambam says that.
No, the Ravid says you completely putter from Kefal and Karen. So Tosfos will hold like the Ravid completely putter. Don't tell me you're Chayav Midrabbanan. That's only by Hek Mazik. By Kneva, though, there's a special terrorist because of your putter. You follow me? Okay. Now we have to do these two Tosfos we didn't do yet on Zion Mount, the little two Tosfos. And then tomorrow we got to go Vayta. But I want to do this little two Tosfos. You got to get the little two Tosfos. And a few other Machim we got to do as well. And then we got to go Vayta. I want to close with something in Chanukah. I gave you the dapim. Please keep the dapim because Blinetta will try to do some of it tomorrow. But what I wanted you to see is the following halachim. What I wanted you to see is that the wicks that we hold, halacha lemaisa, please get it, the wicks and oils that the chachamim say are not good for Shabbos, are you allowed to use them for Hanukkah? Yes, we paskin. The wicks and oils that are not good for Shabbos are good for what? Shabbos Hanukkah? Meaning for Hanukkah or Hanukkah during the week. And what's the reason for that? Because Kofsa, Kavsa, Ein Zakakla, that goes out, you're going to have to relight it, and also Usser, Lishtamish La'orah. You cannot use it for what? For your own benefit. So because of those two reasons, we have a laxity, a leniency, that the oils and wicks do not have to be as good as Shabbos. Because if it goes out, no problem enough to relight it. Number two is, I'm not worried about what? Anything happen, because I'm usher to what? I'm usher to use it. Whereas at Shabbos, Lamaisa, what do we say? You're not supposed to read next to a lamp, but it's supposed to what create a what? Shalom bayis. So we definitely derive benefit. So I want you to note that distinction between the quality of wicks and oils that we require on Shabbos. We have leniency on Hanukkah. But at the same time, it's Kav Sein Zarka Klaw, and as I was masbering during the lunch, the guys who missed it, it's such a bizarre halacha. If I have to mafarsim the next, why if it goes out after a minute, don't I have to relight it? So it's a Musar Haskell, guys. You have to try the best you can. Sometimes things don't work out. But you still got to do to try your best you can. If you try the best you can, Hashem will reward you. But at the same time, you have to stress and emphasize, try. Try the best you can. Like Hafilism. Tumas Hutra Mitzibor. Rov Klaiso was Tomei. You could have used the Pach that was Tomei. Not for Hanukkah. When you start a reclamation project, you start new, it's Al-Taras HaKadosh. So we have to try the best we can in this area, in learning, come to Seder, come to Shir, working hard, davening Mekavana, davening Mitzibor. You should never miss any minyanim. How can you daven B'Yechidus? Okay, Jacob said, I'll be in Orlando. And by work, so when he goes to work, he's graduating January. So what are you going to do about minyan? But here in Yeshiva?
Come on.
Come on, you got to daven B'minyan all the time. Yeah. On time. Seder, Shir, B'Kvias. Because this is the holiday of what? The Chachilism, the holiday of coming up with trials. Out of darkness comes your greatest strength. The olive is bitter, but the oil is sweet. It's clear. It's pure.
It's clear.
And precise. And Bez Hashem, that's where we can come find our greatest moment through the difficulty and the darkness of Yavam comes the greatness and the sweetness of Torah, the Mesikis of Torah, the Chag of Torah Shabbat. Okay, let's stop Mitzvah.